Okay, good morning, everybody. We're running in Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara Klal Vav, Halacha Ches. Okay, we're learning again about the laws of listening to the Lashon Hara. All this is true that we were discussing, even if the person who we are speaking, the person who is saying Lashon Hara, who is a ish benoni, a regular person. Remember, if you remember in the Hakdamah, we talked about people who's a baal lashon hara. He's always talking lashon hara. Person, you know, then there's a benoni. Shadarki lizor min achet. This defines him again. A person who's generally careful about not doing averus. Upamim yikasho. However, sometimes he falls into the pit of doing averus. Koshkin esibar yali shiare lokem. And certainly, I'm sorry, I'm talking about who we're talking about, speaking about. And certainly if the person who we are speaking about is a person who is a Yorei Elokim, a God-fearing individual, Shalom Shaiach Yoser Mitzvah Saseh Tzvedek Tishim Ezecha, there's even more reason to assume that even if the story sounds really, really fishy, you have more of a mitzvah to make sure that Tzedek Tashim Ezecha, which means the Dan that comes close to assume the more favorable side of the part of the story. And if a person, again, listens to Lashon Hara, and he will assume the worst, right? Down the coast of Chov, assume that he was a Chayiv. Maskim, Lamasaber, he says, oh, yeah. So, Bavadi, Oiver, Lister, Kabbalah, Slash, and Hara. Certainly, he is Oiver on the Isser of Kabbalah, Slash, and Hara. The Chofetz Chaim, over here in the footnotes, you know, goes on about how very often we are nichshol in this isra of Kabbalah Lashon Hara, and you know how a person can easily, he says, like for instance, a guy who if was found guilty in court, right, and he tells his friend all kinds of schusim, and he says, look what happened to me, you know. Right, he says, "Oh, if my rav would have, you know, if my rav would have paskin, certainly he would have thought I was right, and he would have made this terrible psak." And he says all kinds of bad things about the bezdin, right? So if his friend answers him that "Einu mamash yivsku kain," he says, "What do you mean? Read the psak. You'll see, and etc. So again, you have to be very careful. But when you listen to something, what you think of what the situation is. Okay, we're going to go into it. It's a long piece over there. Siftes. Kshem sheshayach yitzik habal slashen harib and masaper sipul olechad sheosot tadover sheinu hogin. Just like the isra of accepting lashon hara, listening and believing lashon hara, is if someone tells a story about somebody which is something which is einu hogin, inappropriate. Again, we were obligated not to believe what it's saying. There are other kinds of things. Remember, Lashon Hara means when you I speak about someone else, the gnus, he did something bad, he did an avera, he did whatever. But there's also other types of Lashon Hara, like we said before. In other words, that you're embarrassing something. His grandfather used to be a horse thief, whatever. Or this guy used to do this. You know, you're not even saying that he's a bad guy. You're just saying something else that might embarrass him. Or he's not so smart. Remember? All of these kinds of things. Similarly, you're not allowed to be makabel from the person who, that he might be embarrassed, the person might be embarrassed if he knew that this was said about him. And the general rule, kol shadavar, kol davar sheyesh al masaper iser over diburo yesh makabel iser kavasa. In other words, whenever there's a prohibition of saying that statement as lashon hara, the same iser, the same level of obligation is falls upon the person who listens and is makabel that lashon hara also. Okay, so you know it's just the parallels. It's reviewing some of those laws. You have to be careful not to be makabel lashon hara. Yashakayach.